ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Keisha and Tim.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up
on Bendigo's Hit 91.9.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Oh, what a strenuous 4-day week we've had.
It's been a bit. It has been a big one though. Today's show was huge.
So much fun stuff. I was very sad. It was the last day of Hip or Hop. Is that even in the catch-up? Is that going in the catch-up?
It's going in the catch-up.
Put it in. Let people
it is a fun game.
Experience.
I'm going to see what I can do about the whole last thing, though. Leave it with me.
Oh, we want to bring it back.
Yeah, I want to bring it back because you enjoy it so much. Today, we also spoke about things that are creepy but legal, and we maybe gave you an insight into us that was too much information.
Yeah, we both do creepy things. Plus, we got to the bottom of what has been going on, why the internet was down. We chatted with Alex Selios, our tech guru, and figured that out.
Who unplugged Instagram and Facebook? Plug it back in. I missed it.
We asked, oh my God, this was one of the funniest things that I've ever done. We asked if you are a coupon lady.
We got the best call I've ever heard on the radio.
This you have to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Jump into it, enjoy it, and have a cracker of a weekend if you're listening to this in current time.
Bye. On Hits, we have the technology. And we are talking to Alex Selios from The Big Smoke this morning because yesterday half of the internet went down.
I reckon my screen time usage yesterday would have been about a tenth of what it normally is. Alex, how did this happen? We had Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp crash.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about it was that because everything crashed and you couldn't really contact anyone, nobody really knew what was going on. So you couldn't just go on Messenger and message a whole bunch of people. So people actually had to have people's phone numbers, which I think was the hardest part.
What do you think this is, 2007? I don't have anyone's phone number.
I don't text anyone. So apparently it was a database overload. So it was about their servers. And this impacted every Facebook user across Europe, US, South America, Japan, and Australia. They're saying it had nothing to do with a denial of service attack, which is a DOS attack, which is where somebody sends traffic to a website to overload its servers and bring it down. But the worst part of it all was that people in Australia did call the police over it.
Did you say that they called the police, like 000?
Yes.
What did they think the police were going to do?
So it became such a big deal that Sunrise had to put out a request to stop calling the police.
That's an absolute joke. Come on, guys. Use the resources properly. I mean, I'm an avid Instagram user and I didn't even consider this an emergency. To be honest, I actually didn't mind it because I was like, no one's using it.
Yeah.
I get to have a day off. This is kind of nice.
But
Alex, I remember speaking to you a couple of weeks ago about when, you know, Facebook decided to take over WhatsApp and Instagram, and I just said to you, this is what I'm concerned about. If they own too much, it can affect us in too much of a way when something goes wrong. And we saw this happen yesterday. Have they apologized? I mean, is that something that they do?
Well, they're not going to apologize for it, but they are it's the longest time it's been down since 2008. And back then, it was down for around the same period of time, but they had a hundredth of the amount of users that they do now. Mm. So it didn't affect that many people. But they're not going to apologize for it. But it does indicate, though, how reliant we are on the platforms, which we already know personally, but commercially. Think about how many businesses yesterday couldn't do business when their primary income comes from Instagram or Facebook.
Actually, that's a really good point to consider.
Think of all those poor Instagram models who are out of work for a whole day. Alex Selios.
I didn't make the money yesterday.
Yeah. there were girls posing on the beach with their boyfriends and they didn't have anywhere
for
to
no
post those
reason.
Photos. Alex, thanks so much for breaking down the tech breakdown that we all experienced yesterday. I want to talk about coupon ladies, Keisha.
Oh, coupon ladies.
Coupon ladies. And just as a side note, coupon ladies can be men too.
Okay.
But I think I've discovered a coupon lady in our midst.
That we both know.
That we both know, yeah, in our building.
Okay, I'm thinking of a couple of people that it might be. Who do you reckon?
I caught a coupon lady in the act the other night, Keisha. I was hanging out with Kyle, who's our digital producer.
Oh, yes.
And we said that we were going to catch up for dinner and we were going to go to the pub. And I said to him, which pub do you reckon we should go to? And he goes, let's go to the Resi down in, what is that? It's like
Kennington Strathdale Edge, yep.
Down at the Resi. And I was like, yeah, sure. Didn't think anything about it. Went down there. And as soon as we arrived, he's pulled out a coupon. He's got a special deal that he's found some coupon for. And that's why he suggested it.
This is, Tim, I've got something to tell you. The week, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, Kyle asked if I wanted to go for burger night at the pub. At the Queen's Arms, And the exact same thing happened. He's we turned up at Mega Night and he whipped out a coupon.
Kyle's a coupon lady.
They do exist. There are certain friends that you've just got in your life that you're always like, why do you want to go there? Oh, because you've got a 25% off.
And yeah, I love these places. I like the Resi. I love the Queen's Arms. They're two of my favourite pubs. But didn't know that these coupons were existing.
I feel
in
like
the story.
We were misled into these situations.
Are you a coupon lady, Keisha? Do you ever save a coupon?
Polar opposite.
Nah, you're getting the coupons in the mail and stuff. And what are you doing with them?
Chucking them straight out. I don't hold on to any of that kind of thing. I'm like, no, I'd actually rather pay an extra $5 than have to hold on to this for however long.
Have to sort through and chop things out?
Yeah, no.
Let's find out, 13, 12, 16, are you a coupon lady? I want to find some other ones around Bendigo. And again, coupon ladies, they can be men as well.
Or you could dob in a coupon lady.
Dob in a coupon lady. Are you a coupon lady? And remember, men can be coupon ladies as well, Keisha.
A coupon person.
My housemate, Corey, he's definitely a coupon lady, I'll tell you that. Loves the Domino's coupons. On 13, 12, 16, Miranda from Golden Square has called in. Miranda, are you a coupon lady?
My granddad was a coupon lady.
Oh, was he? What did he keep coupons for?
I can't even stress this enough. Everything, all right? He had one of those coupon books that you used to be able to buy once a year.
Oh, the entertainment book.
Is that what you're talking about?
The gold book, yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad.
That was a big deal for me in primary school, I remember.
He also used to use the petrol coupons. He was so obsessed with coupons, guys, that my grandma legitimately put coupons in his coffin.
No. Are you being serious right now?
He was cremated with coupons and some PAB slips because he also loves gambling.
Hang on, I've got a terrible question to ask you. Did she use a coupon to get him cremated?
Was it 50%
off? No, I'm being serious. When we were at the funeral parlour, she's like, I have to ask you, can we get a discount? Because she wanted to use a coupon there as well because that was his thing.
I can't deal with this story.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Too funny.
Did they accept it?
No, we couldn't get a discount. Couldn't get a coupon from the funeral.
Well, no, it cost the same price to have anybody gone.
All right, shut the phones down. No one's topping that. We're asking, are you a coupon lady? Miranda, you're the winner for the morning. The question, what do you do that is creepy as hell? But legal.
Yes, I just disclosed. Probably one of the creepiest things I do in my life is that I always walk down the laundry aisle in the supermarket, even if I don't need anything from that aisle because I love the smell of fabric
That's
softener.
Really creepy because you know you can just buy fabric softener and smell it at home.
I know, but it's particularly potent.
Are you like going up, like, are you picking them up and smelling them?
No, I just walk past a little slower. Like I'm Coolio. See you when you get there at the end of the laundry aisle. But have you got something that's creepy that you do?
I do something that's creepy but legal.
Okay, what is it?
When I go for a run... which is rare, but when I do go for a run sometimes, something that I like to do that I just think is quite funny is I'll be running and then when there are people around, I'll look over my shoulder in panic as if there's something chasing me.
So that... As in when they're behind you?
No, just when there's people around, I'll just look back as if...
Do you deliberately do this to play with
them? I just think
them?
It's funny, yeah. Like as if there's someone coming after me.
Tim, that's really bad. That is...
Like maybe they think there's wild
that
animals.
That puts fear into the people like, around the reservoir.
Like it's not so good if you're running like in a metropolitan... Like you wouldn't do it if you're running through suburbs, but if you're running through a park... Like, especially, like, the reservoir.
You either look crazy.
You just look back like maybe there's a kangaroo or something coming for you. And people are like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, you're a worry, my friend. Okay, I think that's weirder than going down the laundry aisle because it smells good.
What have we got? Now, we asked this question on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hitbendigo.
Yeah, I've got some of my favourite responses. One, facing the wrong way in an elevator.
That's great.
How creepy is that?
Just a packed elevator.
Imagine if you walked in and there was someone facing the back of the elevator.
Yeah. No, well, they'd have to walk in last and then the doors, and then they just turn as in a kind of thank you for all gathering here today.
See, I was picturing that they were at the back of the crowd facing the back door.
Yes. The seer move.
Creepy either way. Kim has said standing right behind/beside someone who is using the ATM. I would find that really creepy. Like, are you going to steal my money?
You've got that little like curved mirror ball in the ATM so you can see them right there behind you.
Yeah, ready to steal all of your cash or none of my cash because there's not as much coming out of the ATM. Michael, polishing apples in the supermarket, then putting them back.
That's creepy.
That's really creepy. Are you even allowed to do this?
I don't know. What are the rules here?
I'm not sure. Maybe we need to find out. Christy has said, looking at someone for a really long time, thinking that they are someone you know, when in reality, they just look like someone
you know. That should be illegal.
It should be illegal.
If you look like someone I know, go to jail.
Also, when like people wave and you wave back because you're like, oh, hello.
I literally did that
and
the other day, yeah.
It's not for you. Alyssa has also said, staring at someone while you eat. That one's super creepy.
Just eye contact.
We've got some creepy people around Bendigo.
We do. If you'd like to add to the list, you can find it on our Facebook page. Hit Bendigo. Creepy, but legal. It's a fine line, isn't it? The apples, I don't know.
Please stop looking behind you when you run.
Naughty.
Naughty 640.
This is the time of the show where we get a little bit saucier and we do it nice and early at 6:40 because there are no kids in the car yet, hopefully. So this is a little bit of a warning. If there are kids in the car, that's what's about to happen. Heads up.
Today's Naughty 640 is coming from our very own lives. This actually comes from when we were playing touch football on Wednesday night at Strathfield Say. I heard this particular phrase while I was on the sideline and I thought...
Where you spend most of your time.
And I thought, gee, if you heard that out of context, you'd really think that this was going somewhere else.
What did
you
hear?
The phrase I heard was, we want good D. Good D, mate. Yes, good D. The D that they're referring to was defence. So they will often shout out from the sideline, get the D right. We want good D. And I just honestly lost it laughing because I thought, gosh, if you heard this not on the sideline of a football field, you would think something completely different.
I've heard that 1,000 times. I've never thought anything of
it. Exactly. So for the rest of the game, I guess my ears were in tune to these sayings that were used in sport. But if you heard them somewhere else, like if you heard them in a shopping centre, you'd be like, what are you talking about? And so I've decided this morning.
Well, if you heard it in a nightclub. If you heard a group of girls in a nightclub, come on, girls, great D tonight. That's what we're after. We're going out there.
Yeah,
exactly. Different. Yeah, okay.
So I would like for us to rally off a couple of sports terms that when used out of context.
Oh, you're in trouble. Okay. I've got this, most of mine
are going to be touch football based.
All right. So you want to go back and forward?
Yeah. All right.
Can we do sound effects? Can I do a little...
Absolutely.
Can I do a little...
Yes.
Okay, you hit me with yours, okay. And we'll see who's got the better ones. Go for it.
You ready?
Sports terms that sound sexual or inappropriate. Game one, set.
Slide into that hole.
When would you say that in a sport?
I heard it on Wednesday night at touch football. Slide into that hole. They were talking about the gap of the players.
Okay. All right, what about mine? In the NFL, you don't really follow the NFL, do you? There is a position, it's kind of a hybrid position between a lineman and a receiver. Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called the tight end.
Take a dump.
That's very touch football specific. Yeah. Okay, what about basketball when the ball bounces in off the sides? Rim shot.
Obi hooker.
Yep. When players are really good, sometimes there's a standout player, and sometimes you might have to double team them.
Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
I'm coming, come with me. These are terms I heard on Wednesday night.
Yeah, but when you say it like that, it's so different.
It's when you're driving the ball.
Oh, I don't like this game anymore. I think I've got to retire from touch football.
No, don't retire. I've got a great MMA one. Going in for a rear naked choke. We are playing for an R&B Fridays party game, Tim's very favourite game, Hip or Hop, where we test your hip-hop artist knowledge or perhaps we test your beer knowledge.
Yeah, so we've got 3 different names on the list. If you can figure out whether they are hip-hop artists or beers, you win the R&B Friday party game. Who's playing this morning, Keith?
Today, taking on the challenge is Angela. And I've allowed Anthony to help her.
Oh, okay. Angela has a helper.
It's a son. So, Angela, how are you guys feeling confident? You're our first duo to take on the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, there really are two of them. Yeah. Okay. All right, Angela, I feel like this could be good. Anthony, do you know about hip-hop, young Anthony?
Yes.
And Angela, I'm guessing you've got the expertise with the beers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one is Tramp Stamp. I feel weird now that there's a kid on the line.
Sorry.
Tramp Stamp. Is Tramp Stamp a hip-hop group or a hop a beer? Gonna need an answer.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop? Okay, lock in hip-hop. The team, Angela and Anthony, two brains working together and...
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Is that a beer? Tramp Stamp's a beer.
Tramp Stamp, yeah, it is a Belgian-style India Pale Ale. Comes out of New York City. That's Angela and
sorry,
Anthony.
Guys.
They're both out.
Oh, first cab off the rank is the toughest.
First cab off the rank. Okay, well, we have open phone lines now. We need more callers. So if you reckon you can take over from Angela and Anthony, give us a call on 13 12 16 to play.
It's Keisha and Tim's Hip or Hop.
Yes, we are playing Hip or Hop for the very last time, unfortunately.
You're so sad about it because I know how much joy it brings you.
It's my favourite game. We're giving away an R&B party game, a whole bunch of fun, perfect prize for R&B Friday. And already we've had, who was it, Anthony?
Angela and Anthony, they fell down. They were the first cab off the rank. We have not had much success with the people who play first.
No, first callers, early bird gets out first. Taking over the reins, we've got Ellie from Ballarat on the line. Ellie, do you reckon you can take over?
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Yeah, you think you're going to take it the whole way or are you going to fall over in the final hurdle and open it up for someone else?
Oh, I hope I can get it. Really hoping.
All right, okay. I've got my fingers crossed for you.
All right, Ellie, so the first one that we asked was Tramp Stamp. Is Tramp Stamp a beer or a hip-hop group? We have already given away the answer to this one. We've said it. We just need you to lock in the right answer. A beer?
Yeah, she's obvious a beer, yep.
She's saying beer? Correct, it is a beer. We've already said it's a Belgian-style India Pale Ale. Comes out of New York State. All right, number two, Ellie from Ballarat. Can you please tell us Lil Booty Call? Is Lil Booty Call...
I'm really glad the kid's not on the line.
Yeah, I would have felt awkward. He's probably still listening. Lil Booty Call... A rapper, a hip-hop artist, or a beer?
I feel like it would be a beer because it's the least obvious.
Feel like it would be a beer because...
But I'm going to go, yeah, beer.
You're locking in beer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Tim!
Okay, she's locking in beer, and as we do with every caller... You're wrong.
Sorry, Ellie.
Get out of here, Ellie.
taking on the third cab off the rank today, Dolph from Kyneton. Come on, Dolph. You've got this in
Dolph,
the bag.
Lil Booty Call. Is it a beer? Is it a hip-hop artist?
It's a hip-hop artist.
It's a hip-hop artist. And for the one and only time, we are going to play Lil Booty Call.
I don't mind this.
Really?
It's kind of jazzy.
On my dinner plate. Yep. Okay, that's the only time we're ever going to play Lil Booty Call on this station. Okay, Dolph, you've only got one to get right and you win, okay?
Pressure's on.
Okay, here we go. Or is he going to Stephen Bradbury it, as is, as we enjoy. Last one is Soft Dookie is the name of either a hip-hop group or a beer. Dolph, Soft Dookie, what is it?
This is a bit of a stiff one. Let's lock in a beer.
Lock in a beer. Well, guess what, Dolph? You've done it.
Hey,
it is 100% a beer. You've got more than one question right, which is a record in this game. Turns out Soft Dookie is an imperial stout, and it comes in at, it's 10% alcoholic as well, so that
Whoa.
Is a very strong That's Dookie
yeah,
beer.
Right. Almost a liqueur.
Dolph, well done, mate. You've picked yourself up an R&B party game. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Battles on Heat.
Let the battle round begin.
Keisha, I'm going to take you to Tennessee over in the United States where a man is going to be going to jail for dipping his testicles in another person's salsa.
Oh, you do deserve to go, I don't know, jail, but you deserve to get in punishment for that. What a violation of the salsa.
So the dude is like... He works for a food delivery company. I'm not going to say... It actually doesn't say which one. He works for a food delivery company. He was not given a good enough tip, he thought. And so, yeah, dipped his testicles in the salsa of the Mexican food. It must have been the next time they're delivered to the same address.
Right.
Howard Matthew Webb, 31, pleaded guilty to the amended charge of misdemeanor assault / offensive touching.
offensive touching of the tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a Class C felony of adulteration of foods, liquids, and pharmaceuticals. He's also gotten in trouble in court. The judge was quoted as saying, "What are you laughing about, Mr. Webb?" Because he still thought that it was funny.
I have one question.
What's your question?
Mild, medium, or hot salsa? Because that could affect things.
That would affect
I don't have things to test this.
Yeah, but you would imagine. Well, you would imagine correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know. But do you want to know the funniest thing? You want to know how they caught him? Because how do you ping someone on that?
Yeah, how do you get
this,
that?
This salsa tastes like extra spicy today. They caught him because the bloody idiot filmed himself and put a video up on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, he's an absolute idiot.
A video of him doing it. Yeah.
Far out.
Anyway, so he's going to jail for 9 days.
He deserved it to
I
be
think
hot,
nine
hot,
days is fair.
Spicy tamale sauce. I want to take you over to Hungary for my weird news today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the meme of the distracted boyfriend?
Yes, everybody. Yeah, it's a couple. They're walking together and the boyfriend is turned back.
Yes.
And he's looking at another girl.
It's been a viral sensation. Basically, it's been like when you're on a diet and the girlfriend's diet and then the other chick is like pizza.
Fast food. Yeah. Yeah.
Heaps and heaps of memes have been made about this couple. And now the Hungarian government are using the exact same couple.
They're using the meme, aren't they?
They're not using the meme. They're using the same couple.
Oh, they've
to
tracked
promote
down the actual actors.
Yeah, the actual, I guess, models in this sense. And they're using them for a pro-family policy campaign. So there's a picture of these two people. The funniest thing is that they're wearing the same clothes. So this must have been from the exact same photo shoot as the distracted boyfriend meme. And they're up on this massive billboard cuddling, and it's all about promoting young couples married are receiving support while they expect a baby.
It's a pro-family campaign.
It's a pro-family campaign.
Yeah, but the whole thing about the meme is that he's interested in other women. In Hungary, we don't mind.
We don't care as long as you procreate.
From Hollywood.
Crossing live to Dean McCarthy with the biggest scandal to hit our media in quite some time. What is going on? What's the update on this college saga, Dean?
Oh my goodness, it's really fascinating how this has evolved. First of all, as you know, there are 50 people who are being charged with bribery to get their students into school, get their kids into these schools. Two major developments have come forward. Lori Loughlin, her daughter, I didn't realize she was so famous, but she's like a famous influencer. She has been axed from all of her brand deals, like Sephora. She had her own makeup thing at Sephora, has been totally axed. But the biggest thing to come out today, which is fascinating, a group of students who applied to these schools and were rejected,
yeah.
They applied, they were rejected, are now creating a class action lawsuit because they realized that the reason that they were rejected was because these schools are putting in these fraudulent kids. So actually, one guy is like a straight A student and like a sports star. He got rejected. He's like, I would have gotten in.
I was entitled to an education, yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's not getting it. And that means that he would have had a career in something or other.
Maybe law, and he could have done this lawsuit himself.
Yeah, but he would have been earning money. So now all of a sudden you have potential loss of income. Oh, boy, these schools are in serious trouble.
As they should be.
Fascinating. Technically, everyone who was ever rejected could actually create a case that they were rejected because of these fraudulent kids. It's fascinating how it's rolling out.
It is so fascinating.
What do we think this is going to cost some of these guys in court? Do we know?
You know what's funny about America? Like, you know, in Australia, you sue someone for like $50,000 or whatever. In America, they'll sue you for $750 million. They're just so extra and ridiculous. Look, they will sue for millions and millions of dollars. They'll be able to create a case that, just like you said, he could have gone to Yale. He could have been a top lawyer. Could have been a Supreme Court judge or something. But now he won't, so millions.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy. Well, with the amount of money that these parents are putting in to get their kids into college,
$500,000.
Yeah, they can probably afford to pay the lawsuits out. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this college scandal, Dean McCarthy.